are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome to the Paul McGuire Report, wherever you are on planet Earth, wherever you are across the United States of America. Our single most focused goal, and at this moment, at this precise moment in history, the goal above any other goal is to fight where the spiritual battle is at the absolute hottest. And that means we must dismantle the lies, the propaganda, the mind control surrounding all the disinformation regarding the COVID, the vaccination, et cetera, et cetera. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, salvation is our first responsibility. Bringing souls to Christ. Of course, making disciples of all nations is a very high priority for us. But right now, if we were to look at a map of the United States and we were sitting in a room with a bunch of generals, I'm talking about high-quality generals like General Michael Flynn, if we were to sit down and look at the map and we were to look at a simulation of where the enemy is coming into our country, what cities are being conquered, why they're being conquered, why they're being conquered so easily, and what cities are managing to launch a law-abiding, peaceful counteroffensive. We have to. If you say you love Jesus Christ, that means nothing to me. If you say, you want to reach the world for Jesus and all these other things, that means nothing to me. Because right now, at this moment, at this time, God has given us, it's in our face, a priority list of spiritual battles. So right now, the major priority is, do we continue to allow the false narrative, the made-up phony baloney narrative? Do we continue to allow the lies, the propaganda, the hypnosis, the mind control, the advertising? How long do we continue to allow that to dominate the minds of the American people and your family and sons and daughters and so on and so forth? How many more minutes are we going to allow this to continue? Because let me say something to you. I have gone overboard, maximum output in studying this from a psychological warfare point of view, because that's one of my areas of specialty. Yeah, I'm a Bible teacher. I'm a professional media person appearing on the biggest cable news network shows in the world. I'm a author of 35 books, a conference speaker, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I have credentials up the wazoo. Let's just leave it that way, okay? And so, because I began my study on psychological warfare going way back to grammar school, the reason I studied psychological warfare was because I read two books, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World and George Orwell's 1984. And when I read those books, it became obvious to me that in the scientific dictatorship of the future, and we're living in a scientific dictatorship of the future, the primary ways that the elite, in this case we're talking about the globalist elite, the primary ways that the globalist elite lock people down, control them, total control, total domination, total behavioral control. The primary way they do that is not with guns, bullets, and bombs. They do it through strategic, scientific, collective hypnosis, hypnotic programming, social engineering, propaganda, mind control, and all these related fields. So let's get down to it. The ultimate battle that every Christian is facing right now, the most important, the ultimate battle at this exact juncture in human history is the battle that is raging inside the hearts and minds of every person and their families and their loved ones and our nation. A battle is raging, and it's a spiritual battle, and it's a psychological battle. To the degree that we win that battle, or tragically, to the degree that we lose that battle, we will either win our nation back and have a future worth living in, or we will be brutally defeated on the battlefields of life, and we will be swept under by a tsunami tide of propaganda, mind control, and all the rest of that garbage. So I've studied this for 40 years. Self-educated. You say, why self-educated? Because I couldn't find anybody who could teach me anything about this subject that had the substance, the depth, the historical knowledge that I was looking for. Okay? So they don't offer all they don't offer all that many courses on this when you're attending a university. I, however, by the grace of God, majored in two academic fields of study: filmmaking, where you're trained to make films that can change human hearts and minds. So I majored in filmmaking, and I also, ironically, by the grace of God, majored in the brand new field of psychology known as altered states of consciousness. And what I learned was a reaffirmation in altered states of consciousness of what I had already learned in third grade reading Brave New World in 1984. I learned that all behavioral change, all psychological change, all hypnotic programming, and on and on and on, it's always 100% of the time directly connected to inducing a strategic and specific altered state of consciousness in, let's be blunt, your target. Your target, because we're in a war. And in a war, you got targets, okay? And we don't have time right now. I'm not talking about breaking the law. I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking about hurting people. Absolutely not. I'm talking about obeying the law. I'm talking about doing things that are legal and within our constitutional rights. But when we enter that spiritual warfare arena, it is our responsibility before our general, the supreme commander, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is our responsibility to, as soldiers of the Lord, to be as effective and strategic as we possibly can. There is no time left for mistakes. There is no space left for, you know, meandering and getting lost in the bushes somewhere. We either learn how to use our spiritual weapons, which are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, or we lose our nation. And let me explain that to you very succinctly. History shows us exactly what America will look like if we lose our nation to the totalitarian state, the brutal dictatorship that's rising all around us right before our eyes. So we need to wake up, and we have to be effective and strategic. And that means there's no room for error. You have to practice, practice, practice until you hit the spiritual bullseye. Okay, so I have been studying in the last year the nature of the battle. And one of the most important scientific studies that I've come across is the one by a professor of psychology who's also an expert in statistical analysis. His name is Professor Desmet, and his theory, and he's right on. He's not a Christian, but his theory is right on. And he calls his theory mass formation. And mass formation is essentially a collective hypnotic state that you can put people under in order to conquer them, in order to overcome their normal mental, rational, logical, cognitive abilities. So it's like when they've been hit with a hypnotic programming argument, the fundamental purpose of being hit with a hypnotic programming argument is not to win. Do not be seduced by thinking you're going to win the battle for America because you won the logical, linear, rational debate. Now, that is absolutely important, but it's only important to the degree that you fit your rational, logical debate within the framework of our non-rational, psychotic, hypnotically programmed culture. Because if you think that going before college students or Christians in a church or your neighbors or whatever, if you are deluded and you think that for one moment that if you present to them a superior list of intellectual, scientific, medical research arguments, that all of a sudden they're going to have an epiphany and they're going to have an awakening and they're going to realize somehow because of your superior research and superior intellectual arguments that they're going to come awake and snap out of their mind-controlled state. Well, you better take a deep breath. It does not work that way. When you're dealing with psychological warfare, you are dealing with the deep inner forces of absolutely enormous power that reside inside the subconscious, the inner man and the inner woman of every one of us. And to the degree that you know how to effectively, strategically, and scientifically bypass the facade, the fakery of people put on a mask. They pretend, especially in America, they love to pretend that they're intellectual, that they know the facts, the data, the statistics, and the content. But I guarantee you, when you dig deep, 100% of the time, the issue is not won or lost by knowing or having superior facts, superior logic, superior research, medical research, or whatever. That's not how the argument is won. You must understand, you're going to have to take a giant step in your intellectual, psychological, cognitive growth. Baby time is over. You know, Christian apologetics 101, kick it to the curbside. It doesn't work. Okay, if it did work, it would have worked a long time ago. And we're sinking on the Titanic because you got a lot of Christians that think they're educated, but they're just filled with stupidity, dressed up as if they were intelligent. So what's the game plan here? The game plan is, what do I need to do? What do you need to do to be very effective in changing the hearts and minds of men and women as fast as possible? So Professor Desmet tells us in his excellent study on mass formation that the reason people in America cannot think clearly, that they can't even look at a bunch of statistics and even remotely begin to analyze it rationally. Professor Desmet tells us in his scientific study that Americans have been subjected to what are called the four preconditions of collective hypnosis. And he teaches us from scientific fact, and he's right, by the way, he teaches us from scientific fact that the vast majority of Americans, let's say minimally 50, the 60 to 40% of Americans, minimally, are in a collective hypnotic state. And because they're in this collective hypnotic state known as mass formation, that they no longer can utilize or access their basic intelligence, their basic ability to deconstruct a debate, an argument based on data, content, research, and statistics. So you're wasting your time if you go too deep into those waters. I'm not saying you shouldn't go in the waters. You should go in the waters. But if you're spending your time deep diving in the abyss of very high voltage intellectual and scientific arguments, I'm telling you right now, as somebody who spent 50 years teaching myself and practically communicating to people that hate Christians, hate Christianity, are diametrically opposed to anything biblical, I'm telling you, after 50 years of application, study, and practice, that's not how you win the war. The war is won by learning how to use words, symbols, visuals, sound bites that bypass the so-called conscious, rational mind. It bypasses the conscious, rational mind, and it then launches itself. Your counter-argument must effectively embed itself deep in the subconscious mind of the people that you're trying to strategically and effectively transform. But just giving them the right set of facts or biological research is not even going to remotely cut it. So what he discovered was that Americans and people in Western nations all around the world are overwhelmingly, their cognitive abilities, their intelligence, their perception, their analytical abilities, their abilities to contrast and compare research, and all their other mental faculties have been so severely impaired and degraded that they no longer possess the capacity to think on a high-level, linear, rational, scientific argument. They're incapable of it. So why are you wasting your time trying to win an argument on a battlefield that is no longer effective to you? What you have to understand is, and he points out the four conditions, and they're things like the overwhelming number of Americans lack or have had very little or almost no social bonding. The overwhelming majority of Americans have had no close, healthy friendships or friends of any kind. The overwhelmingly larger percentage of Americans have absolutely no in-depth positive social bonding. They are all, multiple generations of Americans are all, they have been in a state of social distancing since second grade. They have been wounded in their inner man or woman beginning in kindergarten. They are shell-shocked. They have been traumatized. And remember, if you study scientific mind control, the basic formula for scientific mind control is built around pain, drugs, hypnosis. And you can interchange the word pain for shock or pain, drugs or altered states of consciousness, and hypnotic programming. That is repetitive programming that bypasses the conscious rational mind and lodges deep under the surface in the subconscious mind, where people really, really make their decisions. So I was studying people making arguments, and many of these people, I greatly respect them. I respect their courage, and in many cases, I would say to you, they're doing an outstanding job. It's just we don't have much time left. We can't afford mistakes. So even they're doing an outstanding job, and I'm not trying to be the know-it-all. It's way past the time for us to get our personal egos out of the way. I have no ego investment in this at all. My only concern, the totality of my concern revolves around one thing and one thing only. What can I do to empower, facilitate, and educate as many people as I can, as fast as I can, to turn the tide of the narrative and the arguments so we can spare our nation from nosediving into a totalitarian fascist state? Because that's where we're going. Well, that's not where we're going. That's where we are. So there's this doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You may have heard of her. And she's a very brave woman, and I want you to know I commend her on every level, except as somebody who, I'm not a medical doctor, she is, and she's very good at what she does. But my expertise, besides Bible teaching and preaching, is communication and being effective and counteracting mind control and propaganda and things like that. I spent 50 years studying, practicing, and learning those subjects. Not in cute, safe, isolated Christian academic environments. I have learned those things on a ultimate warfare level where you either win and you spare people's lives in your nation, or you make mistakes and you cash in the chips, you die. And your nation dies because there's no more time to make mistakes. So Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a very brilliant woman. And she is teaching people about the all the lies in the so-called medical, scientific, genetic arguments that are trying to expose, that she's using to try to expose the utmost danger, the high percentage of getting a fatal disease or having your immune system destroyed, and the other horrors that are happening to, I'm not saying they're happening to all people, but there's a dangerous percentage of people that are experiencing a crash in their immune system, death, pulmonary disease, heart attacks, fatal respiratory infections, and a lot more through things like the secret ingredients in the vaccination, the COVID vaccination. These secret ingredients are things like hydrogel, spike proteins, graphene oxide, and lipid nanotechnology that are the secret ingredients inside the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, she does a very good job most of the time. But let's be honest, if I threw out those words to you, or even to myself, before I had done any study or research, I would be completely left out in the twilight zone. I would have, no matter how sincere I am, I would have no idea whatsoever what she was talking about and why things like hydrogel and spike proteins are absolutely deadly to me, children, and many, many adults of different age categories. It's not enough to tell me that these very obscure scientific ingredients exist inside the vaccination. Because I'm telling you right now, 99% of the American public has no idea what you're talking about when you use words like hydrogel, spike proteins, graphene oxide, and lipid nanotechnology inside the COVID-19 vaccines. So we have to alter the argument. We have to be strategic and effective. We only have one chance. And in that short period of time where we have one chance to convert people, we have to effectively hit the bullseye. We don't have time. We don't have the luxury to shoot a spiritual missile and hit somebody in the foot or the posterior or at the tank next to them. We don't have time for that. We have got to hit the bullseye immediately. And the only way that you can hit the bullseye immediately, you just ask yourself, talk to any guy who's been in the Navy SEALs or the Rangers or any of these elite military groups, and they'll tell you the same thing. It doesn't have to do with how much talent you have. It has to do with how much you have trained and how much you've retrained and then how much you've trained over and over and over again. Because with sufficient long-term repetitive training, if you keep it up, you won't miss the target. You won't have to think about it. You will have trained your neurological system, your body, your mind. You will have trained it to, in a spiritual sense, make the deadly kill shot and destroy those arguments with one pull of the trigger. And that's what we've got to do. Okay, so I use these words in my book, like my new book, Power from On High. I use them, but then I explain them quickly. But after I explain them quickly, I move on. Because according to the research of Professor Desmet, he has shown enormous research and studies that prove that because of things like social distancing, social isolation, and other psychological factors, which have, in a sense, broken the interior of the human spirit, Desmet tells us that that has caused a catastrophic structural change in the internal psychological being of people. People are different inside than they used to be, okay? Significantly different. So I have studied and reviewed Professor Desmet's study on mass formation constantly. And it is a gold mine of teaching for you. I mean, you're going to have to buckle down. It's not too hard to read, but you're going to have to bite the bullet, buckle down, pull in your gut, and get real, man, and say to yourself, you know what? Am I going to fail on this God-given mission that God has given me? Or am I going to be a warrior who frees people, frees God's people and other people, and hits the target? And you make the choice, men and women. Nobody else can do it for you. And that implies, by the way, that you have to ask yourself the question. I've been asking myself this question in prayer constantly. And if you think that the call that God gave you 20 years ago or 30 years ago, if you think that whatever call God gave you 30 years ago is guaranteed to be the same call that he's given you now in the last year or two, you better wake up and smell the coffee. It's your job You're supposed to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ, not a dead relationship with Jesus Christ. That means you have to habitually check in with Jesus and get your fresh, up-to-date marching orders, instructions, mission statement, and strategies from the Lord Jesus Christ on a continual basis. Why? Because God, Jesus, is continually sending you updates. And I want to challenge men and women. I'm going to ask you one question. Are you alive? And most of you would answer yes. So I'm going to tell you a 100% guaranteed response. If you are alive at this very moment, I promise you, Jesus Christ in the last 2 years has given you an updated mission statement, an updated assignment from God, updated strategies, and an updated sense of what spiritual battlefields he wants you to move into. Now, if you check in with the Lord, he will update you, just like a commander would update you in any branch of the military. So your obligation is to obey your commanding officer. And all of us have the same ultimate commanding officer. That's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. We get our marching orders from him. If your mind in this hour of crisis, super crisis, if you think that in this hour of super crisis, you can walk around barefoot and sing Kumbaya, my Lord, and please him, you are so deceived, you might as well be living on Mars. Your job is to check in with the supreme commander of the armies of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's Jesus Christ himself, who's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and carry out your orders, by the way, whether you want to or not. May I remind you that he's the creator and you're the creature? May I remind you that if you truly have made Jesus Lord of your life, that he is Lord of your life, and you don't bargain with God, you salute God. You say, yes, sir, and you obey him. And that's the end of the story. You man up. Oh, I know that doesn't fit into the gender correct vocabulary alternatives we've been given. But whether you're a male or a female, you man up or woman up or whatever you want to call it, and you get down to business. And why do you get down to business? Because Jesus Christ said, occupy until I come, which also means be faithful in doing and carrying out kingdom business until I come. Kingdom business is winning spiritual warfare. Okay, so we saw what happened in Nazi Germany. The Germans were very much like Americans. Yet how did Adolf Hitler and his Nazi mind control scientists turned them from being decent, somewhat virtuous people and turned them into fanatical, cult-like, raving monsters following Hitler's evil satanic orders and directly rejecting their biblical values in the Old Testament and New Testament. They directly chose to reject their biblical values, and they directly chose to accept the marching orders of a man, Adolf Hitler, who all of his top generals said that Adolf Hitler was demon-possessed at the highest level. So what was it that happened in Nazi Germany that caused this almost instantaneous transformation in ordinary German men and women, where they moved from being, relatively decent Christians, relatively virtuous people? What caused them to morph? What caused them to change so fast that all of a sudden they were saying Sig Heil, which means Hail Caesar. Hail Caesar, the word Caesar in Roman language refers to God. When you give the Nazi salute of Sig Heil, you are essentially saluting and hailing God, because the word Caesar, going back to ancient Rome, is a name of a god. You are worshiping Hitler as a god. Hail Caesar, okay? You are worshiping him as a god, but the problem is he's demon-possessed. And then you got blood on your hands. You got blood on your hands. Wake up. You got blood in your hands. And then you directly participate in hauling off Jews, Christians, and others to the concentration camps where they're slaughtered in the gas chambers and they're burnt in the ovens and sadistically tortured to death. They kill, slaughter, murder, and torture approximately 37 million people, both Jews and non-Jews. And Hitler arouses and mesmerizes with occult powers. He mobilizes an army of satanically possessed Germans to compose the Third Reich. So the same thing happened in Nazi Germany, which is happening in America now, according to Professor Desmet. And that is, when you look at what were the psychological contributing forces that created this massive behavioral change and this massive hypnosis called mass formation. What happened? And Desmet calls this transformation into an inner aberrant psychological state of perception and consciousness. Desmet calls this mass formation, and mass formation were the products of powerful collective hypnosis or a kind of mass psychosis or mass delusion. Then Desmet says, and this is important for you to grasp, Desmet is observing the people of our time in America and other places. And as Desmet examines all the statistical and data modeling from the big prestigious think tanks, you know, like Council on Foreign Relations and stuff like that, as Desmet analyzes the modeling, the mathematics, the data, and the statistics, and the science, in our time right now regarding COVID and the vaccination, what Desmet discovers is that accurate psychological modeling and science were not foundational or even a part of the equation at all in trying to understand what is happening now. You hear that, you know, garbage about trust the scientists, trust the scientists. And Desmet says, nobody is even remotely listening to the scientists, trusting the scientists, and they're not adhering to any scientific or statistical norms of research. It's like Looney Tunes. And then Desmet says these words. He says, whenever you're looking at modeling and science, and the government and the politicians and the think tanks are issuing policies and laws that are supposed to solve the problem, he said that whenever you properly evaluate a public health measure, a cost-benefit analysis. And what's a cost-benefit analysis? It's really simple. On one level, there is going to be an enormous cost for socially isolating people in their homes and houses. there's going to be an enormous cost to screwing up the entire economy to stop the spread of the COVID. And so we have all this data on these enormous costs that COVID and COVID vaccinations and the measures were enacting into law, there's a cost to them. There's a massive increase in suicides. There's a massive shortening of people's lifespans. There's a massive increase in the weakening of people's immune systems. So we've been lied to, he said. It's not all, you know, hunky-dory that we're taking vaccines and doing social isolation and stuff like that. The truth is, the statistics, the data, the science says there's going to be a massive cost now and a massive cost in the future for the next 10, 20, or 30 years, he said, because all the experts, the scientists, the Faucis, the Gates, and all the rest of them, he says, are lying. And they're ignoring the fact that people's immune systems in many demographics of society have now been fatally compromised. Young children's immune systems, young adults, elderly people. You now have hundreds of millions of people whose immune systems have been fatally compromised, Desmet says, and guaranteed, according to countless studies and researchers in the medical field, you are going to see one brand new epidemic and pandemic rise and attack people and kill people by the millions because they now have super compromised immune systems that were created by the COVID virus or the COVID vaccination. So people are going to be dying from heart attacks, pulmonary disease, respiratory diseases. They're projecting a massive explosive increase in cancers and cancer-related diseases. They're predicting a massive explosion in the rise of autoimmune diseases, which are already killing countless millions of Americans. Desmet says this stuff is on the horizon, and like the four horses of the apocalypse, they are coming down with a fury on America and the rest of the world. Why? Because nobody counted the true cost. Nobody conducted a valid cost-benefit analysis of what happens to the physical body and the psychological being after they get the COVID vaccination or they get COVID. And what happens is people's immune system and their psychological state of well-being is shattered permanently. And so they become very psychologically and biologically weak, biologically vulnerable to getting all kinds of autoimmune systems, heart attacks, they're expecting an explosion of a new AIDS epidemic. They're expecting an explosion of all kinds of diseases that supposedly we had already cured. And these things are going to run rampant in our society because nobody did a proper cost-benefit analysis. So this is serious stuff. Now, what Professor Desmet also found out is that people no longer have the cognitive ability, the mental capacity to look at data, make a proper analysis, make a proper decision. People no longer have the cognitive ability to compare and contrast. People no longer have the cognitive ability to just use plain old common sense. Okay? And so what he said is that there is a coming massive storm of of strange, new, and previous biological diseases, worse than the world has ever known, that's going to come on our society. And it will destroy our economy. It will destroy our food supply. It will destroy all kinds of things. Okay? This is serious stuff. So he said, what caused all these so-called normal people's brains to just disintegrate? Why are people with so-called normal brains acting as if they're retarded, including politicians, governmental leaders, the heads of think tanks, and people in so-called respected hierarchies in society? And he said there are four basic conditions for this collective hypnotic state, or there are four basic conditions for what is known as mass formation. And again, he describes mass formation as a spell, that the masses of people are under the spell of mass hypnosis and a psychological process known as mass formation that will arise and has arisen in any society where specific conditions are met. And Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany is probably one of the key societies that you want to look at for comparison. And then he says, the primary and foundational condition that causes people not to be able to think anymore is a lack of societal bonding. And in other words, social isolation on a mass scale, which, by the way, was precisely what the lockdowns were all about. So not only did we have the pre-existing lack of social bonding, we have the new waves of social bonding on a mass scale that come from all these government-mandated lockdowns. And we were told, lied to, that any contact with others, including members of our own family, could be a death sentence. But then we're not told that this destroys the immune system. We're not told that this causes people to be depressed and have super anxiety, and this causes people to have their immune systems just go to hell. Yeah, hell. Okay, so what is the solution? Well, the solution is, he said, there's only one way to stop this on the level of psychological warfare. And he cites statistics that every Christian and pastor should know, and you should know. And here's some data really quickly. You need to grab hold of it and burn it into your mind. Scientific polls say that 25% of young adults surveyed did not have one single close friend. That they're starving from social isolation and loneliness. And in the four conditions that cause the collective hypnotic state known as mass formation, Desmond said that decades, 40 years before this current pandemic, America and Western societies were suffering from a serious lack of social bonding, a lack of community, which he said is a primary condition for mass formation syndrome to occur in the first place. The second condition is the majority of people must experience life as meaningless and purposeless. Desmos cited research showing that half of all adults feel their jobs are completely meaningless. That's intense. And that half of all their jobs are completely purposeless. Another poll said that 63% of the respondents said they were sleepwalking through their work days, putting no passion into their work whatsoever. Number two, Desmond noticed that the number two condition for mass formation hypnosis was also fulfilled before the pandemic hit. The third condition, listen carefully, is widespread free-floating anxiety and free-floating discontent. This means you have anxiety and discontent and misery and rage and anger and depression, but it's not linked to any specific logical cause. That's why it's called free floating. It's this kind of irrational free floating discontent and anxiety and depression and suicidal thoughts that are flowing into your mind for no good reason. And then, this is the killer. When you are socially disconnected, all these rules and laws that have been made by the politicians and people like Fauci and Gates, all their orders and their laws and their countermeasures have actually made the COVID epidemic massively worse, and they've made it explode far worse than it should have. They have allowed it to become a raging fire because their countermeasures ordered legally the American people to do the exact opposite things that they needed to do to stay sane, to build up their immune systems. People were legally ordered under threat of law or imprisonment to do all these things, and yet the science said that if you do those things, you're going to be far worse off than if you just didn't do the things. So you now have an epidemic of people on psychiatric drugs, antidepressants, and all kinds of stuff. Now, notice number four condition. This is the killer. You need to pay attention to this, because this one, my friend, this one is going to be knocking at your door faster than you think. So I pray in Jesus' name with everything in me that you will actually hear what I'm going to tell you. It's a scientific fact. The fourth condition is free-floating frustration and aggression, which tends to naturally follow the previous three. Here again, the frustration and aggression have no real cause. So what does that mean? That means the same activity and beliefs that went on in Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany are guaranteed to come to every house in America. Why? Because the fourth condition has already been met, like it was in Nazi Germany. You have free-floating frustration and aggression. That's rage. That's murder. That's violence hid beneath the surface of the personalities of millions of people. And what Desmet says, this will 100% follow the three previous conditions. And when this fourth condition is met, you're going to have an explosive eruption in our society of mass hypnosis, mass formation, and it's going to cause the expression of rage, anger, violence, targeting people, burning stuff down, riots, shooting, and like a social apocalypse on a level you've never seen before. And why? It's going to happen just like it happened in Nazi Germany. It was the flipping point which caused the German people to go from being relatively nice to full-fledged raging psychotics. And that's happening in America. Now, what that means to you, and you got to pay attention here, because you fall asleep on this one, you could be dead in the morning. What this fourth condition releases into the society is a submerged rage, violence, anger, racism, and psychosis that just shakes up the planet. First of all, because of the collective hypnosis embedded in them, they have already been programmed by dishonest politicians. They have already been programmed by people that are experts in propaganda and mass formation. They have already been programmed to subconsciously identify and target specific groups of people in our society that they have been brainwashed to blame for the increase in the pandemic. They have already brainwashed these people to be targeted for the spread of the pandemic, the spread of the disease. And everybody who's been programmed, they're thinking completely crazy. They're completely irrational. And they can no longer think on a rational basis. So the political leaders and the mind control people and the globalist elite, they know how this game is played, because Hitler played out this game. What he did is he programmed the German people to psychotically hate and blame the Jews for all the problems in Germany. And then the other people he blamed were those people that resisted the Nazi goals. In America right now, the subliminal psychological programming is being embedded into the minds of hundreds of millions of people, and they are being programmed to target and blame the increased spread of the pandemic, the increased spread of the problems associated with the vaccines, all the COVID and vaccination and economic problems that revolve around COVID. Hundreds of millions of people have been scientifically brainwashed to blame conservatives, Christians, and all those who have resisted or spoken out against the COVID vaccination, or they think in their irrational minds, don't take the COVID pandemic seriously. So when you see these successive new, completely tsunami-like new pandemics in AIDS, new pandemics in all disease, in a massive range of diseases, new pandemics of cancers and cancer-related disease, new pandemics in heart attacks and heart-related disease and pulmonary disease, the shortening of lifespans, premature deaths. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you the truth. If it's scary, I'm sorry. People are going to drop dead in the middle of the street. Am I exaggerating? Unfortunately, no. How long this process will take before it plays out, I can't tell you, but it's coming quickly. So, well, there are millions of people being programmed to be hated, to be blamed for, and to be targeted, to be sent to concentration camps, yeah, wake up, to be potentially killed, thrown in prison, isolated, and abused beyond belief. They are going to they're already politicizing conservatives and Christians and any others who they perceive are resistant to the vaccine. But that's not the whole deal. The second phase of that deal is they're going to violently attack them, and the very same things that were done to the Jews and the resistors of the Nazis in Nazi Germany. All those horrors, unless we change it now while there's still time, all these horrors in Nazi Germany will be replicated in the United States of America. That is why it is critical that we effectively communicate the message. Okay, so Dr. Sherry Tenpenny gave some great facts. Medical facts, scientific facts, they were very well delivered. They were simple to understand. I applaud her for doing that, okay? Make no mistake about it. I applaud her for doing that. But here is the problem. The problem is She repetitively diverges into what I call a vocabulary that I call Christianese. She keeps using these like super spiritual, super biblical explanations as she's trying to make her message understandable to ordinary people. Ordinary people and ordinary Christians. And I'm telling you right now, after spending a lifetime studying effective communication, when you start talking about Mystery Babylon and the sacrifices of Nimrod and the people in ancient Babylon, when you start going off on these high-level theological discussions, I'm telling you, 100%, you have lost your audience. They have shut down their ears. They can't hear you anymore. And what amplifies the problem is their brains have already been deconstructed to begin with through this collective hypnosis due to a lack of societal bonding. But then you send the disconnect over the top when you start to talk about we're talking about average people in America. They don't know the Bible. They don't read the Bible. They don't know what the heck you're talking about. When you start talking about Mystery Babylon and this stuff, they have no idea what you're talking about. You're going to lose them in seconds. And not only that, worse, they're going to think you are a raving religious fanatic and psychotic. Now, when I write my books or go into lectures, I do bring up those topics of Mystery Babylon and the Book of Revelation and Nimrod, etc. Why? Because we're in a different zone. We're in a different environment. I would never use that kind of vocabulary and deal with those high-level theological terms talking to your regular Christian or your ordinary person or a conservative. Why? They don't get it. They're not going to track with you. You're going to lose them in seconds. So I'm telling you, if you want to win this battle, then you better want to win it, because if you don't win the battle, it's going to be death and destruction like you've never seen before. You have got to break your snaking. I'm not insulting Dr. Tenpenny. Please understand that. I am not. I respect her. I speak blessing upon her. I'm just calling for a slight adjustment in technique in order to be effective. When you start talking in this high-level theological language, talking about Nimrod and Mystery Babylon, and these are very esoteric, and then she talks in very sophisticated terms about the Book of Revelation. It ain't going to fly when you're speaking to essentially people under collective hypnosis and mass formation. They don't have any bloody idea what you're talking about. So you better hit the brakes and readjust your strategy. Remember, this is not about how great I am or how great anybody is. You've got to change your messaging, the effectiveness of your message, and remember what every salesman knows. Any salesman, any saleswoman worth their salt knows that they're not going to sell their product or service to anybody unless they abide by one of the golden rules of selling, which is KISS, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. That's a message to salespeople to remind themselves not to get off into the technicalities. The minute you do it, you're going to sell nothing and persuade no one. The golden rule of selling. Just talk to anybody who's a professional salesperson. Ask them what KISS is. KISS means keep it simple, stupid. So when we communicate to people, we're not going to tell them they're stupid, because that would be even stupider. We're going to say to ourselves secretly, keep it simple, stupid. Make the message as simple as possible. That's the only way they're going to understand it. So there's the time for the high-level intellectual arguments. But keep it simple, stupid. And there are times when you're going to have to flex some intellectual muscle. So when it's time to flex some intellectual muscle, when it's time to blow some corrupt politician out of their pompous chair, then rapid fire off some hardcore medical research, some undisputed scientific data and statistics that expose just what complete idiots they are. And show to the audience you're trying to win over that you can keep it simple, but you can also talk, even if you have to memorize it or use a cheat sheet or cheat cards, that you can talk like a Nobel Prize winner if you have to. The name of the game is to win. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Win. So we have a limited time, according to Professor Demzet, a limited time before we go into this fatal fourth condition. The only way to stop the fatal fourth condition, which explodes into rage, anger, and violence, the only way that works is we have to, each one of us has to take a burden upon themselves, a responsibility upon yourself. And you can do it, by the way. Every one of you can do it because you've had to do it in many places in your life because you would have lost your job without it. You're going to have to self-educate yourself, and you're going to have to teach yourself, what can I do to be more effective, more clear, more simple, more believable in my message? And then take notes and study it and review it and try it out on friends and stuff. It's about winning, so pay this stinking price to win. Get off your butt. No, I'm serious. Get off your stinking butt. We cannot afford your posterior to stay in place any longer. You don't like it? I'm sorry, but guess what? I don't want America to burn in the ashes of a new Holocaust taken over by some kind of Nazi group. I'm sorry, maybe you can live with yourself. I can't. So you can teach yourself relatively easily to be effective. You keep it simple. Let's start with the basics. If you dress like a clown, you dress like a slob, people are going to write you off in seconds. You're not going to have a chance. We all know the golden rule in a job interview, that when you walk into the door of a boss's office, your first impression visually, he's already made up his mind whether he likes you or doesn't like you. He's already made up his mind in the first couple of seconds visually in a job interview. He's already made up his mind in seconds whether you're a potential hire or not. So most of you know that rule. You better play by the rule. And in the same way, if you walk in like unshaven, like a slob, like you know, dirty clothes, you smell, and all the other social violations, guess what? He has, in seconds, already decided not to believe you and not to hire you. That's how fast it works. That's how fast the laws of psychological perception work. So let's play by the rules and win. Now, again, So I go everywhere, and I meet Christians everywhere. And you know what? If you're kind of like all by yourself hiding and stuff, wherever you want. And yes, it is appropriate to dress in the style and custom of the group of people that you're trying to reach. What part of the country are you talking to? What group are you talking to? There are strategic times, and you got to get off your butt and figure out what wardrobe you're supposed to wear for what occasion. If you're going to speak to the school board and stuff, you better dress upscale, because with them, it's all about power, and they judge you the minute you walk through the door. And the only thing that's going to impress the city council and the politicians and the press, but the press are going to lie. The only thing that's going to impress them is if you wear a suit, clean, pressed outfit, and you go upscale. You don't have to have a lot of money. You could go to a Goodwill store if you had to and get that stuff. Okay? But if you're going to talk to politicians and the city council, in 3 seconds, they're going to say, oh, that's a lawyer. That's a wealthy real estate developer, blah, 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 blah. And they're going to pay attention to you. You come looking like you don't have a buck to your name. Hey, well, your heart's in the right place, but your strategy will kill the possibilities for everybody else. So in every situation, you got to evaluate. First impressions mean everything. And then when you do talk, you need to flex some intellectual muscle where you can deliberately show off. Yeah, you got to deliberately show off, but you got to be believable. You drop some statistics that you know are true and be sure to cite that this was the evidence discovered by Dr. RX, okay? You got to cite a name of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and you can't lie, okay? That will destroy your enemies because they'll know. They'll be afraid of you. Shut up. All the wise mouths, your neighbors, the know-it-all, they will shut their mouths the minute you open your mouth because they'll be terrified of you. Because you got the ammunition, got the facts, the real science to back up what you're saying. And again, you have to be flexible because sometimes you want to, you know, be low key. But whatever, if you're low key, you got to be clean, pressed to whatever degree, you know. You don't have to get a short haircut. If you're a long-haired person, you don't have to get a short haircut. Just make sure your long haircut doesn't look like a dirty mop. Maybe have it trimmed on the edges. You don't have to be something you're not. That rarely works. So remember, the primary battlefield exists in the hearts and minds. We're talking about to win this war nationally. It's a psychological warfare. And if you can't grasp that, then stay home and suck your thumb. You say, well, gee, he's so rude. How can he be a Christian? Because real Christians would rather insult you to your face because their hearts are filled with the love of God and we love our neighbor as ourselves. So we're going to risk offending you in order to wake you up and snap you out of your hypnotic state. That's what real love is. Real love will do whatever it takes to save their neighbor's life. Love your neighbor as yourself. We're in a psychological warfare. Now, according to all the psychological research, we only have from 6 months to a year to turn this thing around. But that comes with qualifiers. In actuality, we have to have begun to turn the tide in 3 months. Even if it's small efforts, we have to have begun to turn the tide of the battle in the next several months. The further and further it gets out there in time, we can't win. We can't win. But at this moment, we can win. But you know, you can work hard, you can work smart, and you can work stupid. You all know that, right? I have seen too many people, including myself, by the way, including myself in a big way. I have worked my tail off on so many projects. But if I looked at myself in the mirror and really told myself honestly what I thought of my performance, I would say privately, Paul, you worked hard. Nobody should applaud. You worked hard. You worked long. Nobody should applaud. But you didn't work smart. You You didn't work intelligently. You didn't maximize your time. You just put in a lot of effort that didn't produce any results. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, you do. So this is all this is a winnable war, but it's all based on working smart and working hard. And to do that, you've got to understand that the battle is inside the minds of everybody you know, and that they are literally in a collective hypnotic state, which is a form of psychological warfare and a form of a trance state. The only way, see, you can yell, scream, you know, give a Nobel Prize winning, Pulitzer Prize winning, whatever prize you want winning, intellectual, medical debate that'll blow off, you know, everybody, okay? But if you don't mix that, because I'm telling you, people who act, most of the people I know who act intelligently are secretly stupid. But that their big game is they hide it. So don't insult them, but assume they're stupid. No matter how big a talk they give, assume they're stupid. So make sure that between your rapid fire of the facts from prestigious medical sources, etc., make sure you regularly insert those simple sentences, those simple explanations, because then you will bypass their conscious mind. You're going to embed it in their subconscious mind. And when you do that, when you bypass their conscious mind and go directly into their subconscious mind, that's when they make these automatic, mind-blowing changes and transformations that you can't figure out. Why? Because you lodged your message understandably. You lodged it in the zone, baby. You lodged it in the seat of their subconscious. And that's where hypnotic change comes. This is not about hypnosis or not hypnosis. First of all, know what the blank you're talking about. Know what the blank you're talking about. They are in a clinical hypnotic state. So the scientific fact is, yeah, you know, smell the coffee. The scientific fact is they're in a hypnotic state. So what do? Play by the conventional rules, which don't work? No, you got to be a street fighter, baby. You got to use forms of psychological warfare to overcome their hypnotic state. Now, I don't expect everyone to be a psychological warfare expert. I mean, I got a books available to you at paulmcguire.us. But you know what? I'm not going to mention my books because I don't want to minimize my effectiveness by having anybody think for a moment that it's all about selling books. So forget that. When you bypass their conscious minds and go into the subconscious mind, what you're doing is you're short-circuiting secretly their subconscious collective hypnotic programming. And that will change the behavior in seconds and days and weeks. Even if you don't see it the first day, you will see it. It's all about effectiveness. Show me the results. See, I had to take a risk to do this the way that I did. But I calculated this way, I'm gonna reach far more people than I'll lose. Yeah, I will lose some people. So what? The end game is I will reach more people and faster. I need your prayers. I need you to stand with me. I need your prayers, intercessory prayer warriors. I'm saying I need your prayers. I need you to volunteer and spread our message far and wide. And I need you to ask God and give financially with your contributions and donations. We are in a war, okay? All I ask is that you give your contributions and donations to the people that you think in the short term and the long term will bring about the needed change in the fastest, most effective, and strategic way possible. I used the excellent work of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an American physician who has been bravely proclaiming the truth and communicating the truth about the COVID pandemic, the dangers of the vaccination, and other things. Now, I wanted to make something clear, and that is this. I have the utmost respect for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I listen to her lectures and interviews on a regular basis because she is an outstanding source of information. But there's one thing I want to clarify. She is absolutely brilliant, and she breaks down very complicated medical, genetic, biological research, and she simplifies it so we can all understand it. And I applaud her for that. I criticized her on this tape for no personal reasons. I have overwhelming respect for her. But I wanted to make sure that my message was clear to you. I criticized her on a few things in the presentation of the message. That was not intended at all by my part. And quite frankly, if I could have figured out a more intelligent way of communicating that, I would have. And the only reason I'm airing this message as it is that I believe this message, not Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, but this message by all who are speaking it, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others, is the most important message that we can communicate at this time at all. This is ground zero. It is of the utmost importance. Now, she gave an excellent speech at a rally where she simply explained from medical, biological, and genetic research. She broke down for us the dangers of the vaccination, the dangers to the immune system, and also the dangers to the pandemic. I made a brief criticism of her because there were several places, and I wasn't trying to be nitpicky, there were several places where she got off on a very well-developed, very intelligent, but way too high-level theological discussion where she talked about Mystery Babylon, and she talked about Nimrod and that entire Mystery Babylon system, and she rightfully connected it to what's happening today with the pandemic. And then she got into some other things in forgiveness, which were probably necessary. Okay, here's what I want to explain. As somebody who's written 35 books, 36 books with a new one coming out, Power from One Eye, I have written constantly on the Tower of Babel at the time of ancient Babylon. I've written about Nimrod and his wife. That is one of my central areas of biblical prophetic expertise, because I'm a professor of eschatology or Bible prophecy. And as most of you know, along with my co-author Troy Anderson, we wrote the best-selling book, The Babylon Code, which explains Nimrod and Mystery Babylon and that whole deal. And we also include many of those elements in our book, Trumpocalypse. Now, here's the critical thing. Dr. Tenpenny spent whatever amount of time, but she went, my personal opinion, she went too deeply into high-level Bible prophecy, theology, and history when she got into Nimrod's wife, Mystery Babylon, all that stuff. And my warning, which I felt it was important to include in my message on the Paul McGuire Report today, my warning was simply this, that the minute, if you're speaking in a mixed group with public, secular people, if you're speaking in a group of like 90% of the Christians you talk to and 90% of the Christian churches that you would go to, and 90% of Christians that you would address, not to mention the overwhelming majority of people that you could potentially address, you're going to completely lose that argument, and they are going to dismiss you only because you went into these high theological areas of Nimrod, the founder of Babylon, ancient Babylon at the time of Tower of Babel, Mystery Babylon, Nimrod's wife, etc., etc. By going into that important, but in our age, high-level theological territory, you've caused the majority of people you're talking to, their brains just shut down. Now, I'm not criticizing her because I have committed the same mistake many times, and as a professor on prophecy, as a best-selling author on prophecy, I've made that same mistake speaking to people at Bible prophecy conferences or churches holding Bible prophecy meetings where you would assume that they would know these things, but they don't. So I hope Dr. Tenpenny receives this in the right spirit. I said what I said, not to criticize her or be negative in any way, but just to share something that I learned the hard way, which is people don't have the biblical training anymore. When you get into those areas, they are long gone, and the clock is ticking. It's running out. I think Dr. Sherry Tenpenny knows my heart on this, and we're all in this together. We either all step up to the plate, or we won't be around. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. I hope you understand my clarification. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.